Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
And of course, the legend, the man, the myth as well, Bob Pompeiani, KDKA TV. Pomp, we'll start with this. Paul Skeens, unanimous Cy Young in year two after winning the Rookie of the Year. You and I went over the names of the pitchers who have done that. It ain't many of them, and they're almost all-time greats. What did you make of his response to that NJ.com story where an anonymous teammate was quoted as saying he hoped to get out of here, did Skeens, before he hits free agency? And he would just love to play for the Yankees.
Well, Chris, obviously I don't know what happened with the person that was interviewed here, but I got to believe that guy has been around. He's not going to make up stories like that. So maybe something happened. Maybe it was taken a little out of context in how he said it. I don't know. In other words, like, hey, wouldn't it be great to play for the Yankees one day? They got everything they spent, whatever. I mean, you could say that guy to guy in a locker room setting, and if that was the genesis of it, then I don't know what that means. I thought he handled it the best way you can. By speaking up Pittsburgh, I think he sincerely likes being here. I think he sincerely believes if they do what they're supposed to do, they can be competitive. But I also think that he's not going to be one of these guys who come and outwardly just said, I want to be traded, get out, get me out of here. He's not that type of player or a person.
Pomp, do you think that he's going to be here for at least two more seasons with the Pirates? Will he pitch four full seasons with this team?
Yes, but that's probably it, unless they decide that they're going to do something creative and with a lot more money involved. But I don't see that happening. But, yeah, I think two more, and I think he probably knows that as well. So he doesn't have to go out there and demand anything. It's going to fall naturally in his favor that way, because I think it will result in a trade. Unless the Pirates change their business styles, I don't think that's going to affect what goes on here. I think 2 years and they'll probably be gone, and that's sad. And at least if that's the case, Chris, go out and do something with a bang for these 2 years. That's where it all comes down to, the ownership.
Which you wonder if he was moved at all by the story yesterday, you know? That's what I think. Like, does the owner see this story, then hear Skeens' response, and what, if anything, does that do for him or to him, like on an emotional or competitive level?
Well, it should. I mean, if he's trying to be competitive, they always throw those words around rather loosely about being a championship team, our goal is the playoffs. Okay, go out and show us you mean it. It's simple as that. And even he said, Paul Skeens, words are words. You got to back it up with some action. So it's on them now. They know what they have here. They have some good young pitchers who can carry them a long way, provided they get some hitting. And if they do, that 10-10 record could be 20-8 or something of that nature, you know. So he didn't get a lot of decisions because he didn't have any offense. And that was their problem even beyond Skeens.
What are we on, Pomp? The elliptical, treadmill? What are we doing right now? What's the multitask?
I'm walking with my wife. I cannot keep up with her. Not only that, 65, what am I going to do? I huff and puff. And I'm not going to try to hide it. I am huffing and puffing. We're going up hills here, Chris. And as much as I think I'm capable of this, sometimes I wonder.
Well, you and I live in like the same general area, and it's not a flat part of land around here. Not that there is any flat land in this area, so I understand. I mean, I try to stay spry, but I start power walking up some of those hills, and I'm huffing and puffing. So we appreciate every your many, many fans out there appreciate you still taking part in the interview.
No, I want to do it. I apologize for heavy breathing. No, this is normally what Cabali does, and we always call him out on it. So.
Yes, it is exactly what he does, or he either heavy breathes or he sleeps. Donnie walked out of the producer's booth for 10 seconds and missed a terrific line that I can't wait to tell him about later. Anyway, biggest Pitt home game since when, off the top of your head, on Saturday at noon? Oh,
since when? I'd have to go back to trying to think
I'm
of the
talking
years
about
now.
Not here. I'll clarify this. Not necessarily in terms of stakes for Pitt, but like the attendant hype and the attention that the game is getting and just the general atmosphere around the game.
Well, it wasn't the same as last year. But when they started 7-0, people started thinking that things were going to be different. They were going to go on a late season run and really take that 7-0 and make it something special. It worked the opposite way. I'd have to go back. I mean, they've had some big games against West Virginia over the years when they first came back in that rivalry, 38-31. There was a lot of hype about that game. Unfortunately, the Notre Dame games, here or there, have not turned out the way despite hype. I think this is legitimate hype. I think this team is in a position where they're taking advantage of a guy who has an it factor. I know it's only five games, but he's shown something that we haven't seen in a while. So if they can, take the energy that he has, he plays the kind of game he's capable of against a very good Notre Dame team, and somehow they win that game, man. I mean, they're looking at a lot of opportunity. Whereas if they lose big, especially, even those next two ACC games, as important as they are, there's a lot of the shine that comes off of this, I think.
Well, if they win the next two ACC games, though, and the ACC shakes out the way a lot of people think it will, which ends up putting Pitt in the conference title game, they still accomplish a lot of goals. They might get, they'll be the last seeded team in or whatever. They'll be the 11th or 12th seed, but I'm not sure winning out here, if they did it that way, would get them higher than maybe 9th. By the way, do you give them an actual chance to win this game? Like, you handicap this thing. They're a double-digit home dog, about 12.5, I think, is what the line has moved to now. How much of a chance do you give Pitt here?
Well, I think it depends on how they start and what they can do to Notre Dame. I think if they pin Notre Dame down early and do some things to have them, come from behind and maybe take themselves away from using their run game, which has been their strength, you never know. They have some ball hawking linebackers. They have guys who can make interceptions. The last thing you want to do is play in the Notre Dame sands, which is to fall behind, and then you have to try to come back on a very good defense and also then engage their run game, because they'll be relying heavily on it. So I think the start is important. Do I think they'll make it a game? Yes. I think they'll cover. I don't know that they're going to win, though.
Bob, Steelers-Bengals.
I hope they do.
The very next day, 23 hours after Pitt-Notre Dame kickoff, Steelers and Bengals do the same. What does the Bob Pompeiani crystal ball have in store for that one?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, the crystal ball gets a little murky at times, and I know you're going to go opposite of me on this, but I just can't look at a scenario that doesn't involve a Steelers win. The Bengals defense is so bad. And it's gotten worse since the Steelers saw them. Their offense has been very good, and that's a concern for the Steelers. I look at a similar game to what we saw in Cincinnati, but with a reverse score. So maybe 33-31 Steelers. And I think they will make plays when they have to against Flacco. But to me, it starts with pressing Chase and Higgins and trying to get Flacco out of his rhythm. Because when he's on his rhythm, you know what he can do.
Bob, basket brawl tonight right here on The Fan, 6 o'clock. Are you excited for college basketball to start picking up steam here? Or is there just too much bandwidth already on the Bob that being taken up on the Bob Pompeiani sports calendar?
No, because you know, because I know you're the same way. You love basketball. I love basketball. I want to see high-level basketball. I was watching Louisville and Kentucky last night. I want to see games like that. Now, this one rises up to it, at least locally. So I'm anxious to see what Pitt can do. They're 3-0. I think this will be their best test they have. It's on the road. Nice place to play and learn about yourself. So I'm excited about it. I don't know what this Pitt team is yet, you know, because you got to see more of this in games like this. What we've seen so far is typically, you know, win against teams you're supposed to win against, and not many people in attendance. They gotta get on a good stretch against good teams and beat them, and it starts tonight.
Well, the problem with college basketball right now is, and I don't blame anybody for it, the kids are getting paid now, so good for them. Jeff Capel just inked a top 10 recruiting class. You have to, at almost any program that isn't a blue blood, you've got to relearn the roster with new, you know, 60% new players, if not more, every single year. So I think that's
look at Andy Toole.
Oh, it's
yeah,
for, in his case,
everything.
Yeah. Oh, you just wanted to say retool there, didn't you?
Not until I said it, actually. I wasn't sure where we were going.
No, I know.
Andy. But, I mean, he lost everybody.
Yeah, he has to just build an entirely new roster pretty much year after year. It's just, it is the way
it
is.
And I think that's tough for fans to really address and to try to embrace, just because you just get used to certain things. We grew up in a time, of course, where you had 4 or 5 year players, and most of them stick around until their senior year. And that's what Jamie Dixon counted on. But now that's all changed. So
you can still see, if you win, people are going to love you. Blake Hinson wasn't here his whole career. He was a guy who jumped around, and people still love Blake Hinson because he went into Duke one day and dropped like 30 on him or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I get your point. All right, Pomp, I'll let you get back to the walk. Catch up to Lisa and then pass her and say, eat my dust.
Okay. I'll never get past her. She's already a lap ahead of me, so. But I'm glad I was able to calm down the breathing for you. Thanks.
Pomp, thank you as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.